In America's top fishing port, there are a lot of old fishing nets piled up. There's no easy way to get rid of them in Unalaska. The community is remote, and nets can weigh thousands of pounds. Now, for the first time, about 80 retired nets are on their way to a recycling program halfway around the world. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
The view outside Unalaska's Grand Aleutian Hotel is almost always the same. Men moving piles of fishing nets. Today is no exception. With the help of a crane, Andy Perillo is part of a team hoisting huge nets into the back of a flatbed truck. His job? Compressing the nets so they can fit tightly into shipping containers and be sent to Denmark. It's not easy.
You know, you're getting showered by rust, dirt, jellyfish, squid, you know, anything can fall off the back of the crane, so.
Perillo has been coming up to fish in Unalaska for 3 years. Today, he's happy to be helping clean up the island for the people who live here year-round. He has one person to thank for coordinating this project, Nicole Baker. In 2010, Baker started coming up to Unalaska as a fisheries observer, and the piles of nets caught her eye.
I just noticed that there was a lot of old junky nets lying around.
These nets are monstrous, from 5 to 20,000 pounds each. The industrial gear was used for catching pollock and cod. Finding a way to remove and repurpose the nets became Baker's passion project. For the past 2 years, she's been looking for organizations capable of recycling the worn-out gear. She sent samples to companies like Parley for the Oceans, who was working to make sneakers with Adidas out of nets confiscated from illegal fishing.
And so I wrote those guys an email, and I was like, if you're interested in, you know, unused fishing nets, I know where you could possibly get some.
The problem was they only wanted nylon nets, and most of the nets in Unalaska are made of polyethylene or polypropylene. So Baker kept looking. Eventually, she found the Global Ghost Gear Initiative, an organization focused on dealing with abandoned fishing gear, and they suggested a company capable of recycling the nets.
My name is Hans Axel Christensen. And I am the CEO of Plastix, and I am today 51 years old, and I am living in Copenhagen in Denmark.
Plastix is focused on recycling unwanted fishing gear into high-quality plastic pellets.
It seems so unreasonable and not logic to basically just throw it away when we know that if handling plastics right, if sorting and homogenizing it right, then you can actually reuse it over and over and over and over again.
According to Christensen, Plastix is the only company in the world recycling fishing nets in this way. Once the nets arrive at the plant, they're cut into smaller pieces, sorted by material type, be it polyethylene, nylon, or polypropylene, and processed.
You cannot produce a quality recyclate if you don't ensure that you get the right input. If you get a lot of crap, then you can produce crap recyclates.
For now, Plastix is selective about who they work with. The company is small, and they want to be sure they're only sent products they can recycle. If a container is loaded with unusable waste, it will just end up in a landfill in Denmark. Christensen was happy to work with Baker to recycle the nets from Unalaska.
We cannot do this alone. We need someone like Trident Fish Food, Nicole Baker, all kinds of stakeholders to take part in this process.
This is the first time the company has recycled nets from the United States, and it involves buy-in from multiple parties. The captains or fishing companies are responsible for packing the nets small enough to fit into shipping containers. With the help of Trident Seafoods, Plastix is paying for the containers to be shipped directly to Denmark. This is the first year of the collaboration, but Baker says there was high demand from fishermen looking to find a new use for their nets.
I hope to like keep this going somehow, so we'll see.
Continuing this recycling project will take more than just Baker. It will require investments and buy-in from multiple organizations, from the fishermen to Plastix. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.